Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joining me for this segment, Dr. Scott Westermeyer, Westermeyer Martin Dental Care. And doctor, you have how many locations?
We have three under the label Westermeyer Martin Dental Care on in Amherst on Sheridan Drive in East Aurora. It's kind of our original office. And in Hamburg now, we have a new location, just about to get the new sign up. And then last year, we merged with another brand called the Winning Smiles Dental Care, which is primarily a pediatric care, but also has an adult care component. So they have three offices under that brand, and we have three offices, and together we're six, and actually have a couple of more going to join the group shortly.
And I was going to say, generational thing you've got going there, too, because you started based on previous family and have family that's now going into the same realm.
It's been a real privilege and a blessing to be able to kind of stand on the shoulders of my grandfather and my father, and now to see the tradition continued with my two eldest kids going to UB Dental School. Both of them just starting, so it's going to be a little bit further out, but it's a thrill to see the tradition carry on in the name, in the family, I suppose.
Yeah, and certainly many things that we can talk about, but first and foremost, you were one of the first for sedation dentistry here in town.
Well, we're proud to say my partner and I, Dr. Martin, we're classmates, and we wanted to do dentistry a little different some years ago and looking for a differentiator, and a new opportunity came along to get a license to actually sedate folks and make getting dentistry easier, because we found out we were surprised after all our dental school, we found that half the population doesn't even go to the dentist, often because of fear. And if we could address that particular thing by sedating someone, basically allow them to snooze through their dental care, that just seemed like a good idea to me. And sure enough, it caught on. It's become popular, and more dentists are availing themselves of that opportunity to provide that for their patients. And it's been a great trend. I think it's been a good thing for the public at large.
And one thing that I don't think a lot of people realize is just how much your health is predicated on making sure that the teeth are healthy.
Oh, my gosh. And the connections to dental have become more profound as the science moves on. Just as an interesting thing that people don't always put together, how the dental field can impact such an interesting thing as sleep apnea. Who to think? What does a dentist have anything to do with sleep apnea? But it turns out that a dentist can impact your airway such that you could have a special little appliance made to wear at night and allow you to breathe better and therefore address low oxygenation when you sleep. Some people have to wear these CPAPs, but while sleep apnea is very common, CPAP is the answer usually. CPAP is just blowing air into your lungs all night. A lot of people can't wear that thing. So the dentist comes along and they can put this device in your mouth that's considerably much more comfortable than a CPAP and address that. And my God, sleep apnea, if you'll just pay attention to the news and the articles coming out, sleep apnea affects heart health and stroke probability and all kinds of things. So I never thought I'd find myself in a position where I'm helping people sleep and be overall have greater heart health by addressing their sleep apnea. One caught me by surprise a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and I was going to say, these are things that have just literally cropped up in the last couple of years. It's not like this was general knowledge over,
decades. Well, as this research develops and the dentistry can address that, it's been fun to be part of the forefront of that that science, I suppose, to be helpful. It's been very rewarding. It's nothing like saving a life. Putting teeth back together is one thing, but saving somebody's life is another.
Sure. Now, you treat everyone, right, from pediatric level all the way up to adults?
Well, given our Winning Smiles brand, now we start them, and actually, believe it or not, there's a campaign by age one, meaning there should be an exam by age one for your baby that can avoid a lot of troubles if they just take a peek and be able to see the developments occurring as it should. And while the old rule, I suppose, pediatricians used to say, well, get them in there sometime around three, well, the science has shown that if we get them in by one, can just take a peek. Nothing actually happens. They take a look. But our pediatric team, led by Dr. Mike Foley, does an incredible job. Things like this. Here's an interesting thing. Sometimes the kids can't latch to mom and breastfeed. And a very simple laser procedure, little thing they do on their lip, just takes a few seconds, allows that child to breastfeed right out of the gate. And that was previously not understood or not addressed, and now it's such an easy thing, and we provide it more and more every day, actually.
Wow. So, again, things that were not apparent years ago or all of a sudden you're just finding out through all this research.
Right. But probably the most exciting developments are along the lines of implantology and bone replacement in your face and jaws. See, when you lose teeth, you lose bone. People don't really put those two things together, but your face starts to collapse. Not, and all the things that go along with loose or missing teeth, that's tough. But now we can replace one tooth at a time, but more profoundly when we take a whole, we call it an arch of teeth, like all your top ones or all your bottom ones, we call it an arch. And in one day, we can take the bad teeth out, put the implants in, and put that arch of teeth in all at the same time, all while sedated, so you're snoozing. You can literally wake up to a new set of teeth. That's profound and life-changing. And that is just an amazing thing to be part of these days.
How long a procedure was that?
It can take several hours. But when you're sedated, you don't care.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The big thing is everybody perceives that as dramatic surgery or something. But in fact, when given some pain pills, getting ready for the next day or waking up and being sore, people often say, we don't need to take those pain pills. And given our new awareness of the opioid crisis, it's nice to not even have to provide that kind of medication anymore, when often a little Advil, a little Tylenol will do the job. But for a pretty profound surgery that most people think really hurts, and it really doesn't. It's fascinating. So that's why we do these seminars every month, to try to explain this stuff and invite a patient along that's had the kind of work to share with an audience exactly what that's all about, what it felt like, and just share their experience. Instead of hearing it from the docs, they hear it right from a patient, and people find that very, very helpful to learn about that in real time, I guess.
Talking with Dr. Scott Westermeyer of Westermeyer Martin Dental Care, and one of those things that you have coming up, dentistry from the heart. Is that along similar lines to what you were just talking about?
No, it's a little more, it's something we've been doing for, this will be the 14th year, real proud of this. Our whole gang gets together and in our two biggest offices on Sheridan Drive, 3500 Sheridan Drive and 950 Main Street, East Aurora, next Friday, June 22nd, from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, we will provide basic dental care for anybody who shows up, no questions asked. So we do things like you can come in and get your teeth cleaned, or you can have a bad tooth out, or one or two teeth fixed. Like I said, basic dental care, we can't get into the big implant surgeries and that kind of thing, or multi-visit stuff, but any kind of anything we can impact in one visit and fairly rapidly, we do free, and we've seen hundreds and hundreds of people over the years, and we were doing a little calculation the other day that we've provided nearly $1 million worth of dental care to the community in the last 13 years. And looking forward to doing it again next Friday. We have 7 docs and a army of hygienists and a whole bunch of other people lined up to help with the crowd. And it's very rewarding to be able to provide that kind of service.
And again, free. There's no fee for this. And then do you need any kind of documentation to bring
with?
Nope.
We just ask that you be real about your need and that we don't ask any questions. People line up at 3 in the morning for the first thing because it's first come, first serve. And people trickle in all day long, but like I said, till 4 o'clock, we just work like dogs to get her done, and we touch a lot of lives that day. It's like I said, very rewarding. But get the word out. If it's not you, it might be somebody you know is falling on hard times and they have a broken tooth in the front or something you notice or a toothache that they're constantly complaining about. Make them aware of this. It's Friday, June 22nd, next Friday.
Right.
Starts bright and early, 8 in the morning. It's only two locations now, 3500 Sheridan Drive, which is right near Millersport, and 950 Main Street, which is in East Aurora, right where the 400 crosses Main Street.
And just before we started talking about this, you were talking about some of the oral surgeries, and especially with the bone loss, and a lot of notice, for bad or good, has actually come from the Jim Kelly situation with his oral cancer. This is another realm in which you guys actually are kind of on the front lines, too. You can actually detect or do things to mitigate some of the problems with oral cancer?
Part of any checkup visit in our offices, and most dental offices locally especially, is an oral cancer screening exam. It's a fairly simple thing. Dentists and hygienists are trained to see oral cancer at an early stage. And like all cancers, early detection is the ticket because it can be managed usually if caught early. Unfortunately, Jim had a very unusual kind of cancer that was able to start inside and work its way out, and he got caught behind the ball quite a bit. And he's having a hard time. But interestingly, Jim has done fantastic. He's now going through the kind of thing that we actually provide a lot for folks, and that is starting over with a new set of teeth held in by implants. And so that technology is now serving Jim in a huge way, which he'll be able to attest to in a couple another more months. He's got a little more healing to do.
Right. Just want to point out that so many advances like that have occurred in just the last few years. Is this like one of the... I don't want to say more interesting times, but I guess more intriguing times, more fun times to be involved in the practice that you do because of all the advances?
Just last week, we were exposed to a new technology that's just fascinating. Little tough to explain on the radio, but it's using 3D CAT scans and planning of things that has shortened the number of visits to the dentist to create a new set of teeth, making it incredibly much more simple for the patient and faster to deliver for the dentist. But as that technology moves forward, both in the computer manufacture of the actual teeth and the planning through the advanced scanning and merging those two worlds, oh my God, you got to be an engineer to understand how it works. But at the end of the day, you can take a nap and wake up with new teeth. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to be part of, and I can only guess at what my kids will be able to deliver down the road.
Yeah, just amazing. Well, Doctor, it's been a pleasure to speak with you, and thanks for coming by.
Hey, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Randy.
Dr. Scott Westermeyer, Westermeyer Martin Dental Care. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.